because of all the crap going on, she said it's time to move on. Well, she's since come back to Trump, and the reason is, she says, this is unbelievable what they're doing to this guy. And he goes, she goes, I am absolutely going to do everything to make sure Trump wins. So she was a flip-flopper type of thing. And the reason is, again, is because she sees the writing on the wall.
Well, and I think a lot of Americans are going to do that. I think a lot of them are going to come home.
Yeah.
But it may
and
not.
I got
it,
one for you.
Yeah, go ahead. Quickly.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. Finish your point.
Oh, no. Because I'm running out of time in this segment.
Okay. Real quick. I'm going to hopefully meet with the governor tomorrow, and I got something on education that'll shake the foundations of the state of Nevada. It is awesome, unreal, incredible, and unbelievable. And I'm going to call in your show on Wednesday.
Please do. Thank you, John. Big John joining us. We continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
All right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? New Femme Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only New Femme offers the most innovative sexual health treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at New Femme give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.newfemme.com. That's NUFEMME.com. Embrace the new you.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Andy Matthews, the Nevada State Comptroller. Where is all this money that they're taking in? Where does it all go? We'll talk with him about that. One of the things I want to get to is polling on the presidential race. It is changing. It is changing out there. And I'm just going to tell you, the change is good for Donald J. Trump. The more he's indicted, the more he is arrested, the more money he takes in, and the better his poll numbers. We'll talk about that. Stay with us. Lots more to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Brand new time slot, 6 to 9 a.m., and I'm so glad you've chosen to take us along on the ride to work right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit MrsFixit.us. That's MrsFixit.us or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Parts of the U.S. continue to swelter, with July poised to set a record for the hottest month ever.
Phoenix led the way on Sunday, hitting its 31st consecutive day of at least 110 degrees. Thunderstorms in the forecast for both Monday and Tuesday could offer some relief. Meanwhile, erratic winds are blamed for spreading a massive wildfire still burning out of control in California's Mojave National Preserve. Firefighters to the south reported progress against another major blaze that prompted evacuations. Bob Agner reporting.
Now, despite the slew of legal challenges he's facing from political foes, former President Trump not slowing down one bit as he campaigns for the White House.
The radical lunatic Democrats, they impeach me, they indict me, they rig our elections. And the Republicans just don't fight the way they're good people, but they don't fight the way they're supposed to fight.
Mr. Trump at a weekend rally in Northwest Pennsylvania.
Any Republican that doesn't act on Democrat fraud should be immediately primaried and get out. Out.
Mr. Trump saying he is ready, willing, and able to revive the U.S. economy, strengthen national security, and restore respect for America abroad. Devin Archer on Capitol Hill today, the former Hunter Biden friend and business partner, goes before the Republican-led House Oversight Committee in a closed-door session. He may detail President Biden's possible involvement in his son's foreign business affairs, although the president has denied even talking to his son about his business dealings overseas. Ukraine says Russian missiles have slammed into a central Ukrainian city, President Zelensky's hometown, killing at least five people, including a 10-year-old child and her mother. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 48 points, NASDAQ ahead 26. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is your KMZQ Newsflash. You probably smelled it before you saw the smoke over the weekend. A huge California wildfire crossed into Nevada yesterday, turning the sky a brownish orange. The flames could be seen about a dozen miles from Searchlight. The 70,000-acre York Fire is raging in the Mojave National Preserve in California. High winds have brought the flames and smoke into Clark County. Clark County Fire is providing resources to battle the blaze, which started Friday around noon near Carruthers Canyon. As of yesterday afternoon, the National Park Service said the fire was 0% contained. Another billion-dollar jackpot waiting to be won. Mega Millions' top prize crossed over the 10-figure mark after failing to produce a winning ticket in the most recent drawing on Friday night. Tomorrow night's jackpot is worth $1,050,000,000 with a cash-out option of $528 million. If you'd like to pair your favorite adult beverage with, say, golf, but don't feel like your long game is on par, Mandalay Bay will soon be offering the best of both worlds. Five miniature golf courses on 40,000 square feet with street food, cocktails, and live DJs. It'll be called Swingers, and it's scheduled to open sometime in 2024. The Dallas Wings tried to become the first team in the WNBA to beat the Las Vegas Aces twice this season, but like so many others, fell woefully short, falling to the defending champs 104-91 yesterday at Michelob Ultra Arena. Winners of seven straight, the Aces are now 23-2 on the year and a perfect 12-0 at home, where they'll play their next game tomorrow night against the Atlanta Dream. The Aviators were looking to salvage a split of their six-game series against Sugar Land last night at Las Vegas Ballpark, and they brought out the lumber with a 15-6 win against the Space Cowboys. They're off to Albuquerque for the rest of this week. They'll be back in Summerlin a week from tomorrow to host the Sacramento Rivercats. Never mind 110 degrees, we may fall out of triple digits entirely this week. That's not expected today with a high temperature forecasted at 100 degrees under cloudy skies. Could fall into the low 90s tomorrow. With your KMZQ Newsflash, I'm Mark Thomas on AM 670 KMZQ.
I'm Attorney Kevin Rowe, here to tell you the biggest thing I've learned about insurance companies over the years, and it's really simple. They don't care about you. That's it. Insurance companies are publicly traded companies who have an obligation to their shareholders to deliver profits. They have teams of investigators, adjusters, and lawyers all working against you from the moment you call them, and they want to pay you as little as possible for your injuries. Hurt in a wreck? Don't be a victim of the insurance companies. Call Lerner and Rowe today.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
We're just getting reports of one accident in the downtown Las Vegas area. This will be on 95 northbound side near Eastern, 95 northbound at Eastern. Only reported accident actually on the freeways. In the southwest, injury wreck at Blue Diamond and Fort Apache, and also a new one here at the southeast intersection of Maryland Parkway and Windmill. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settle. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is... I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
I'm the king of the world!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local, our new time slot, 6 to 9 a.m. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Happy to have a good friend and a guy that's been an amazing leader in Carson City. He is Andy Matthews, Nevada State Controller, and he joins us. Andy, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Kevin. Good to be with you as always, and I'm actually... In Carson City this morning, and I've got to say, it is much more pleasant weather-wise. It's about 70 degrees at the moment. Not to rub it in here, Las Vegas. I know. Tough break, right?
How dare you? A lot of people ask, you know, when the session is in, there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of moving parts in Carson City. But what happens when all the legislators go home? What happens to the controller?
The legislators get back to their usual, normal, everyday jobs. As you know, we have a part-time legislature here in Nevada. But then, you know, the important work of our state government and also, of course, our local and city and county governments goes on, you know, and I have the honor of serving as Nevada State Controller, and you know, now we continue to perform our critical function, the day-to-day operations of our state, and of course, you know, the legislature passes the laws, and those are signed into law, and now basically we, as the executive branch, it's our job to go out there and execute those laws and make sure that we are continuing to serve the people of Nevada. And so, you know, you're right. The press is obviously a lot more engaged during the legislative session, and that's, you know, when the attention is high. And, of course, that makes sense. But, you know, we've got a lot of important work to do ahead. And, like I said, could not be more honored to be able to serve my fellow Nevadans in this role.
Do you dish out the money when the state allocates money to this program or that program? Is that your job or is that the state treasurer?
Yeah, we process the transactions, you know, cut the checks, make sure the money gets where it needs to go. You know, the legislature appropriates the money, of course, and then the governor, as we all know, needs to sign that budget into law. But then we come in and perform a lot of that administrative function in terms of processing checks and signing the checks. And, of course, a lot of it is all done electronically nowadays, but making sure that, you know, the funding gets to where it needs to be. And then, you know, there's an important oversight and accountability aspect to this, and that's something that, as the state controller, I prioritize. Those who followed my campaign for this office will remember that I put a lot of emphasis on the importance of increasing transparency, accountability over what's happening with state financing, and that's something we've taken some important steps toward, and we've got some even more exciting stuff on the horizon in that regard. And so I'll have to come back on sometime in the near future here and give you an update on that.
I would love that. Governor Lombardo, you touched on his role in all of this. When it comes to the opportunity scholarships, he just took a bold move utilizing federal COVID relief funds, unused, not allocated, and that money would go out for opportunity scholarships. First of all, did you have any consultation with the governor relative to this? There's always the question of, is it legal to do that?
Sure. I mean, it's not something he and I talked about directly, and I have no doubt that they looked at this move from the perspective of, you know, making sure that it was in line with the law. And so I don't have any concerns about this. I was certainly glad to see that commitment to opportunity scholarships. I would have liked, you know, obviously to see something more permanent get in place. I think long term that's going to be the key, you know, making sure that we are able to fund programs that give students opportunities. It's right there in the name of the program, right, to get access to a better education, especially as our public system continues to come up short and fail so many kids. And so opportunity scholarships, a great chance for students to access, you know, funds to get a better education, to empower parents to have choice in how and where their kids are educated. So certainly I applaud the governor. I think it's an important move. I know this is something that Democrats have been opposed to. You know, Democrats, unfortunately, have balked at any move or steps toward increasing parental choice in education. But I think it's something that the governor and Republicans generally ought to continue to own as an issue, make it a campaign issue, make it clear that we are on the side of parents and students when it comes to more choice, more accountability in education. So we'll see how this all plays out. But good move, something I certainly applaud. I think the key long-term is going to be to make sure that we get this as a permanent fixture in the Nevada policymaking process so that parents can know that long-term this is going to be an option for them.
Do you know what Democrats are planning to do? The governor submitted a 15-day expeditious work program to the legislature's interim finance committee to approve or reject. If they approve, that's great. If they reject, that's not great. If they do nothing, am I right on this? If they do nothing, it goes through. It's approved.
That is my understanding, but I want to just be I want to take a little bit of caution there, that I don't want to, as they say, don't quote me on that, because I know there are others who may be more familiar with that particular part of how the process would play out. My understanding is exactly what you said, that in the absence of action, it would go through. But, you know, I don't want to mislead your listeners on that. So I just would add the caveat that I'm not 100% sure what Democrats are going to do. It'll be very interesting. You know, I think that this is one of those issues where I think the public clearly wants school choice, believes in school choice. And this is true across demographics, across party lines. Voters, citizens know that we've got some problems in the education, you know, the establishment education system, and that choice is a great way to inject some accountability into the system. And so it's a winning issue in terms of being on the side of school choice. On the other hand, we know that Democrats historically have been, for I think largely political reasons, have been vehemently opposed to anything that has a choice or an accountability element to it when it comes to education. So we know that instinctively they're going to want to oppose this. And so the question is going to be, how does this play out in the political realm? You know, are Democrats going to sort of continue to oppose and continue to be where they have been politically, or are they going to actually listen to their constituents? You know, in my view, do the right thing and you know, make sure that we do increase parental choice and education. I think it's a great opportunity for your listeners to make some noise on this. You know, reach out to state lawmakers. All their contact information is right on the, you know, the Nevada legislature website, email addresses, and in a lot of cases, phone numbers as well. So reach out, make sure that you know, it's crystal clear how you feel about this, that you demand more accountability in our education system. And, you know, as we know, politicians often respond to pressure. So I think it's a great chance for people to have their voices heard.
More with Andy Matthews, Nevada State Controller. We'll talk about the governor. 75 vetoes. He was busy. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up as we continue our new time slot, 6 to 9 a.m. right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit MrsFixit.us. That's MrsFixit.us, or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company, so when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and cooling.com.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In our brand new time slot, 6 to 9 a.m. Hey, get up with us tomorrow. Yeah, it's 6 o'clock. We're going to have some fun. We got more of the gift cards. And, you know, for Via Brazil Steakhouse, and we're going to have some fun. We're going to have a lot of fun. Andy Matthews joining us. He is the Nevada State Controller. You had a ringside seat during the 82nd Nevada Legislature, and watching this governor maneuver, and even though he doesn't have majorities in either house, can you talk a little bit about your thoughts on Governor Joe Lombardo and the job he did?
Yeah, well, first of all, I know this has been talked about quite a bit, you know, the number of vetoes, you know, breaking a record for a single legislative session in terms of the number of vetoes, and obviously I applaud that about as enthusiastically as possible, and say, you know, what a difference it makes to have a Republican governor instead of a Democrat. You know, you'll recall, and some of your listeners may recall, that before being elected state controller, I served in the Nevada State Assembly. I was there for one term, you know, during the 2021 session when there were Democrat majorities in both houses of the legislature, which we still have, but we had, of course, a Democrat governor when Steve Sisolak was in that office. And I got to tell you, you know, as much as I enjoyed my time serving in the legislature, being there as a member of a minority party in the legislature with a Democrat governor, it ain't a whole lot of fun, you know, when you look at some of the stuff that they get passed and gets signed. And it, for the most part, there's not a lot you can do about it. You can vote no, you can give a floor speech in opposition, but, you know, the Democrats controlled basically what happened. And now, obviously, on the legislative side, that's still the case, but, you know, having a Republican governor there to be able to stop the worst of the worst and being able to veto a lot of that, especially dangerous legislation that came out. You know, we saw we could go down the list, but you know, there's certainly some things that would undermine public safety, things that would undermine some of our constitutional rights, especially the Second Amendment. You know, a lot of things that would hamstring our businesses when it comes.